man. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let somebody with the quickest miracle shout divisive hallelujah tonight in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious, glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Bow before your throne. Worship at your feet. Bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. Bow before your throne. Worship at your feet. Bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. Your name is Alpha, Omega, ageless, ageless, Almighty Jehovah, glorious God, we bow before your throne. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercy, for his mercies endure forever. Amen, amen, for his mercies endure forever. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God in the highest. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God in the highest. Amen, for his mercies, endure forever. Amen, hallelujah, for his mercies, endure forever. Amen. O Lord, my God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, my God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, mighty God. How excellent is your name. Oh Lord, hallelujah. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, mighty God. How excellent is your name. Oh Lord, how wonderful, Lord, how wonderful is your name. Oh Lord, how wonderful, Lord, how wonderful is your name. Oh Lord, how wonderful, Lord, how wonderful is your name. How wonderful is your name, mighty God. How wonderful is your name. Oh Lord, hallelujah, how wonderful is your name. How wonderful is your name, mighty God. How wonderful is your name. Oh Lord, How miracle, Lord. How wonderful is your name. Oh, Lord. How wonderful, Lord. How wonderful is your name. Oh, Lord. How wonderful, Lord. How wonderful is your name. How wonderful is your name. How wonderful is your name. Oh, Lord. Jehovah, how wonderful is your name. How wonderful is your name. How wonderful is your name. Oh, Lord, that is why you are called Jehovah. Oh. That is why I, that is why you are called Jehovah. Jehovah Nissim, what to say you will do? Oh, that is what you have done, Jehovah. That is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called. That is why you are called Jehovah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, that is why you are called Jehovah. Jehovah Nissim, what to say you will do? That is what you have done, oh Lord. That is why you are called Jehovah. Oh yeah, Ancient of Days, as wonderful as you are, as glorious as you are. Hallelujah, you will never change. Ancient of Days, as old as you are, as wonderful as you are, hallelujah, you will never change. Ancient of Days, Ancient of Days, as glorious as you are, as wonderful as you are, hey, you will never change, oh Lord. Ancient of Days, as wonderful as you are, as glorious as you are, Baba, you will never change. Father, do something new in my life. Worship God. Something new in my life. Do something new in my life. Today, do something new in my life. Oh, something new in my life. Do something new in my life. Today, I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you, Lord. I cannot do without you. Oh, Lord, Jehovah, I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you, Lord. I cannot do without you. Oh, Lord. Let's begin to bless the name of the Lord. Just worship him. Just bless his holy name. There's none like unto him. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. Jehovah Shammah. Jehovah Nissim. The one that was. The one that is. The one that is to come. The one that is a miracle worker. The one that is a counselor. Holy Spirit, we worship you. Let's thank the Almighty God for counting us worthy to be in the month of June. It's not by power. It's not by might. It's by his grace. Father, we thank you for the grace of God upon our life. Just begin to worship him. He is worthy to be praised. There is none like unto him. He is the I am that I am. The beginning and the ending. The author and the finisher. The one that cannot, change. Unchangeable changer. Father, we worship you. Father, we bless you. Father, we honor you. We give you all the glory. Thank you for being there for us at all times. Despite what you are passing through, you are remaining a God. Father, We worship you just because of blessing. Appreciate the Almighty God. Thank you for His grace that you are still alive. Many people of your age, they are already in the grave. Open your mouth and thank God. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Despite what we are passed through in life, God is still keeping you standing. Open your mouth and begin to bless Him. His word or not, we worship you. You are God. From beginning to the end, there's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Just begin to worship Him. He's God, He's God, He's God, He's God. He's a wonderful Father. He's the one that shall not change. The same yesterday, the same today, the same forever. Father, we thank you. For good health, we say thank you very much. For being alive, we say thank you very much. For His grace, we say thank you very much. Just thank Him, O Lord, for worshiping Him. Bless His holy name. He's the one that not change. He cannot deny Himself. He's the awesome God. Awesome God, the one that cannot change. Be thou exalted in Jesus' precious name, we are praying. Beloved, the Bible makes us understand that if we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves. And there is no truth in us. In fact, he even went further by saying we are calling God a liar. And the Bible says a prayer of a sinner is an abomination before the Almighty God. So if you are a sinner here tonight, or you have not confessed your sin, there is no how you can pray unless you confess the sin and tell God tonight that you are sorry, that you are going to turn a new life. Open your mouth and pray. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father. Any sin I've ever committed in my life that want to stand against my prayer tonight, have mercy, Lord. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Tell God to be merciful. Only one channel for me. Open your mouth and pray. Tell God to be merciful. Tell God to be merciful. Show your mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Tell God to be merciful. Tell God to be merciful. Father, show your mercy. Any sin I've committed with my body, with my mouth, in the name of Jesus, Father, be merciful. Honor who shadow for me. Only where shadow for me. Only where shadow for me. Open your heart and pray in the name of Jesus. Tell God to forgive. Tell God to forgive. Don't joke with this prayer. God is about to do something. Open your heart and pray. Settle your case tonight and say, Father, please be merciful. Any sin I've committed, when I was young, that I do not know about. Every sin I've committed that I've forgotten about. Jesus tonight, Lord, forgive me tonight. Only where shadow for me. Only where shadow for me. Have mercy upon me, Lord. Have mercy upon me, Lord. Cry for mercy. Blind Bartimaeus in Mark 10, 46. He cried for mercy. He never went on the sin. Open your mouth and pray. Father, be merciful. It's a powerful prayer. Tell God to show your mercy. He said, I will have mercy on who I will have mercy on. I will have compassion on who I will have compassion on. Father, show me your mercy. Show me your mercy tonight. In the name of Jesus, I don't want my prayer to be an abomination before you. Father, show me your mercy. Show me your mercy. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we shall receive the mercy. Say, O Lord, my Father, let the heaven over my prayer open tonight by fire. Open your mouth and pray. Father, let the heaven over my prayer open. Declare your heaven open. My heaven must open. Father, my heaven must open by fire. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Aha! Pray. In the name of Jesus, aha! Pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father, in tonight's prayer, answer me from the throne of grace. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare that one. Father, in tonight's prayer, answer me from the throne of grace. Father, answer me tonight. Don't let me come to this prayer. Just like that, oh Lord. Answer me, oh Lord, from the throne of grace. In the name of Jesus, Father, be merciful. Just show me your grace, oh Lord. Answer me from the throne of grace. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Beloved, we are going to take a new dimension tonight. Thank you, Jesus. First and foremost, I want everybody to open their Bible, please, so that I can explain what we are about to do tonight. And we need to pray some dangerous prayers as we go along. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the, I'm going to be showing you about 4 or 5 scriptures that is the reason why you need to cry to God tonight. Is the main reason why you need to cry to your God tonight. Because enough is just enough. This prayer, is not for those who are still contemplating that, well, maybe I will get married. No. It's for those who are determined that God, enough is just enough. I cannot continue like this. Declare, say, oh Lord, my Father, into nice prayer. Hey, single me out for uncommon testimonies in the name of Jesus. Pray. Help yourself in that prayer. Father, tonight, oh Lord, single me out in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, single me out in Jesus' name. We are praying, beloved. I want to encourage you. For you to understand the manner of prayer, we are going to pray in about 40-45 minutes now. So that we can deal with this thing seriously. Many of us are not taking our life seriously. We are not taking our destiny seriously. But tonight, I want you to be aggressive. But let me show you some things in the scripture that will make you understand that, you know what? I will not set you down for less. I'm not going to allow the devil to mess up my life. That is what I want to show you in the scripture. The one is the regular one we've been doing. In Genesis chapter 2 verse 18. Genesis chapter 2 verse 18. Let's open it. Genesis 2 18. We are going to be praying prayer points from each of these scriptures now before we go to the general prayer. We are going to have so many things to do tonight. Praise the name of the Lord. Genesis 2 verse 18. I've been quoting this thing from the start of this. In fact, this scripture is the main scripture that led us to this vision of praying for the singles. The Bible says, and the Lord said. So whatever God says, there's no how you can reverse it. And the Lord said, he said in Genesis chapter 1, let there be light, and there was light. So whatever he says must surely come to pass. He said, and the Lord said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmate to meet for him. Beloved, that means when God says something is not good, it is not good. When they say it's not good for a man to live alone, that means there is a man somewhere looking for that sister I'm talking to tonight. That means there is a sister somewhere that a man should be looking for. But beloved, there are some powers that stand like a wall of Jericho between you and the person looking for you. And that's where the issue of prayer comes in. You are going to lift up your voice loud and clear. If you are a man, you are going to quote that scripture and say, Father, you say it's not good for me to stand alone. Show me my divine partner. If you are a woman, you are going to say, oh Lord, according to this scripture, let that person that is looking for me, let them find me with speed. In the hope you want to say, my Father, according to Genesis 2 verse 18, oh Lord, I cannot be alone anymore. Show me my divine partner. Open your mouth and pray. Tell the Lord, if you are a sister, try God to show you the person that is looking for you. He said that it's not good for a man to lay alone. Open your mouth and pray. Help yourself in prayer. I cannot help myself. I cannot help you tonight. I can only help you to a certain extent. But you need to cry to the Lord. Open your mouth and pray. Father, the person you have ordained for me that will make your joy full, that will support your vision. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Father, help me, oh Lord, to let the person locate me. Open your mouth and pray. It is not good. Say, oh Lord, he said, I would pray in the name of Jesus. Pray. Help yourself tonight in the name of Jesus. Aha, pray. Yes. Open your mouth, pray. Aha, yes. Pray. Pray that prayer. Pray that person. Wherever you have been hiding, show face. Show forth yourself in the name of Jesus. The Bible says it's not good. So that man, you shouldn't be alone. That sister, somebody is looking for you. That person must find you in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. That's number one. The Bible said, Isaiah chapter, I told you I'm going to use more scripture today. I'm going back to Genesis, so go back to Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah 55. Thank you, Jesus. I am praying for somebody. This year, that person that the enemy has been blocking
from locating you, that will make your joy full, that will terminate your singleness, that will terminate your tears. Today I decree, by the power in the name of Jesus, that person will locate you this year. In the name of Jesus, they will locate you this year. He will locate you this year. He will locate you this year. In the name of Jesus. Aha! Thank you, Jesus. Look at Isaiah chapter 55. Look at verse 10. He said, for as the rain come down and the snow from heaven, you know, we express soon, and do not return back there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Look at what verse 11 says. So shall my words that goeth out of his mouth, that is God talking, any word that goeth out of his mouth, he shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and he will prosper in the things which I set it. I am sending the word of God to everyone on this line tonight. According to Genesis 2 verse 21, verse 18, he said it is not good for a man to be alone, but he will provide them an helping. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. Every man that God has ordained for you, every woman that will make your vision be fulfilled, tonight I stand on the word of God that cannot be void. I am sending your word to you now. In the name of Jesus, in this year 2020, that person will locate you. He will locate you. She will locate you. He will locate you. He will locate you. She will locate you. He will locate you. She will locate you. In the name of Jesus. What are we saying? Any word that is in the Bible, written, spoken by the Lord, it will never go but void. Open another scripture again. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to show you the scripture before we go to the serious prayer. Look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. Just in this, after that statement, Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. It said, therefore, shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they two shall become one flesh. You know what that one means? It means that there is somebody somewhere that need to leave the father's house. There is somebody somewhere that need to leave his mother's house to cleave to that sister I'm talking to. In the name that is above every other name, any power that has tied that person down, I command the power to die. In the name of Jesus. Go to Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs 18. I want us to use the scripture. He said, "Every man pass away, but the word of God will never go fulfilled." Proverbs chapter 18. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Proverbs chapter 18. I read from verse 21. Proverbs 18, 21. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He said, Proverbs 18, he said, life and death are in the power of tongue. So if you keep quiet, you are wasting your time. I can't help you. Me, to the glory of God, I'm married with my children, I'm settled down. So if you really want to settle down, seriously, he said, life and death are in the power of your tongue. And those who love it, you know that not everybody will love it. He said, only those who love it, we can eat the fruit thereof. So if you want to eat the fruit of your marriage, you need to pray with your mouth. There is power in your tongue. There is power to say, no, no more delay. I put death to that delay. You can say, yes, man, my marriage manifest. You can speak. Look at verse 22. He now said immediately after 21. He said, he who finds a wife. He said, he who finds a wife. So there is a man that is finding you, this sister I'm talking to. The person could not sleep. The person could not rest. There is a man using torchlight in the spirit. Where is this sister now? Sister Joker, I've been looking for you. He said, he who finds a wife, finds a good thing. My sister, you are a good thing. My brother, you are a good thing. And obtain favor from the Lord. Beloved, one of the reasons why we need to pray to the Lord tonight is that until that man finds that woman that I'm talking to tonight, favor that all heaven has decreed will not come to reality. I repeat my statement again. He said, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtain favor. So you might not be able to obtain the benefit of that favor until two of you got together. You are going to pray this one again loud and clear. Say, wherever my divine partner may tie down. Holy Ghost fire! Set him free! Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Set him free, set him free, set him free, my sister. You better pray for your husband. Hey, set him free, oh, set him free, set him free. Anywhere my partner been tied down, open your mouth and pray. That person that will make you joyful, that need to be looking for you, open your mouth and pray. Oh, yeah, set him free, 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 set him free. Aha! Pray, 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 pray. Aha! That is it. Now you know what we are praying. Pray that prayer. He said, life and death is in your tongue. If you don't say it, it will not happen. Decree that it shall be established. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Wherever my divine partner are, appear by fire. In the name of Jesus. Appear, 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 appear by fire. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Beloved, not everyone that is close to you have good intentions. And one of the reasons why I post almost all the videos here, so that you can learn to be able to see and feel and perceive those who God has ordained for you. I am praying for somebody here. I told you, we are using scripture first. I decree, any power anywhere that say you will not marry, in the name of Jesus, I frustrate their plans. In the name of Jesus, I frustrate their plans. I frustrate their plans. I frustrate their plans. I frustrate their plans in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Now you are going to pray. In the name that is above, you are going to lift up your voice. Beloved, there is nothing sweet in you saying congratulations maritally. Because there is a particular favor, like I said, until you get married to the right person, the favor might not come to pass. Beloved, you need to pray. There is somebody I'm speaking to tonight. Your full-time last laughter is about to manifest. That person that will come like this, each time you hear his name, each time you hear her name, your smile will just be natural. Because this is a person that God has ordained to make you joyful. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, every power that has vowed that I will die single. Ha! Pray. You are a liar! Die! Aha! Pray. Every power that has vowed that I will die single. You are a liar! Die! Aha! Pray. Help yourself tonight. Aha! That is why we are here. Don't take this seriously. You are serious. So everyone will not be looking at you. Open your mouth and pray. Pray like somebody who is getting fed up. Yeah, enough is enough. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. And the power that want me to die single. You are a liar. Die! In the name of Jesus. Commander to die. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Aha. Say, every enemy of my full-scale laughter, your time is up. Hey, beloved, when you see, I'm sure every one of you on this line tonight, by the grace of God, you have witnessed wedding day. Hey. Whether it's big or small. In fact, me, I don't even encourage big wedding anyway. Sorry, but that's not the topic for tonight. I don't encourage it. On my wedding day, I did it on Sunday. And the maximum people with the pastor and the family is only 25. Whether you like, or if you say I offend you, no problem. I agree with that. 25 people with the pastor, with the minister. I did it my own on Sunday. But it's not the day you do it that matter. Some people will have exposed their destiny. He say, I want 7,000, 10,000 all sitter capacity. And you are exposing yourself to the devil. That's why some marriages are in bondage today. Because of the things of the world. Beloved, when God is building you up anyhow, you need to cover your head. Many of us have exposed ourselves. I've seen a wedding before back home in Nigeria. They did it on a primary school setting, like a primary school field. in the field was over full. So they said that when the truck are bringing, after the whole place is jam-packed, the trucks that went to go and bring chairs, they are coming, they are coming. People are rushing on the truck to get chairs to be able to see that one wedding. Beloved, I'm not boasting that God before the Almighty God. The wife did not last 6 months after the wedding, she died with the pregnancy. She died with the pregnancy. Why? She has exposed herself. Ah, this is the kind of wedding I want to. I want this one to be there. I want that one to be. Why? He said, two of you, after they all eat their jollof rice and pounded yam, nobody again will come back. They will say, come and look at you. It's only you and your husband, you and your wife will be sitting together. Beloved, there is wisdom. I've seen that wedding. The woman did not last 6 months. She died with the pregnancy. Why? Too much exposure to witches and wizards. Some people have not eaten. You are now making a carnival for wedding. Why? I tell people that are close to me, I say, listen to me. Don't ever come to me and say you want to do an elaborate wedding. I will advise you. It's up to you to decide to take it, whether you like it or not. I said, I told my wife, I said, my dear, we did 25 people maximum. I was just counting. Yes, 4 has come down. 9 is 5. 9 is 6. 9 is 7. When 25, no more. No more. With reception and everything. Everything in a small, small room like this. Today, I cannot tell you what God has done for my life for the past 15, 16 years of our marriage. You are going to pray. Say, enemy of my full-scale laughter. You are a liar! Die! Die, 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 die. Aha! Pray, 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 pray. Open your heart and pray. Help yourself in today's prayer. Help yourself. I cannot help you. Help yourself. Help yourself. Yourself. Help yourself. Enemy of your full-scale laughter. They must die. 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 Open your heart and pray. In the name of Jesus. Open your heart and pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. Some of us, when our divine partner show for like somebody just show for their relationship, after 6 months they start showing what kind of color. You start getting angry unnecessarily, getting upset unnecessarily. At some, you say, well, you know what? It's not working anymore. We cut off, beloved. There is something in your life that is frustrating your marital life. You need to pray, and that thing must come out tonight. It's a deliverance prayer. Something in your life frustrating your divine, you know, for your marital breakthrough, that thing must come out. Why is it that when they come to you, very honest, very good, but something will change their mind along the way, and they say, you know what, I can't continue anymore. Why? It's an agenda from the pit of hell. You are going to pray for yourself. I beg you in the name of Jesus. I'm not here to help you. The maximum I can do, I cannot even see anybody. But I can pray this one with you. Because your story must change. Shout this one with anger in your bone. Now look at Sapatayama. Gather your strength to pray this prayer. Anything planted in my life. To frustrate my marital joy. As I'm praying now, jump out, jump out, jump out, shake your body, shake your body, shake your body. That thing must jump out, jump out, jump out. Anything planted in my life to frustrate my marital breakthrough, to frustrate my marital joy, jump out of my life, jump out of my life, jump out of my life. Help yourself tonight. My sister, help yourself, yourself. Help yourself in that prayer. They must jump out. They must jump out. They must jump out. They must jump out. They must jump out in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, pray, pray. They must jump out, they must jump out, they must jump out. In the name of Jesus, they must jump out. Anything planted in your life to frustrate your marital breakthrough, they must jump out. In the name of Jesus, they must jump out. Enough is enough. They must jump out. In the name of Jesus, they must jump out. In Jesus' name, we pray. I've told you before, for those of us who have been journeying for a couple of weeks now, that is a particular prayer I will always pray in this prayer. Don't say you have prayed it before. Pray it more than everybody in this place. Shout this one with anger in your bones. Say powers. Wow. Attracting wrong people to my life. You are a liar. Die, die, die. Aha. Pray, 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 pray. Every power attracting wrong people to your life, to your relationship. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Every power attracting wrong people into your life. You are a liar. Die, 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 die. Open your mouth and pray, pray, pray. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself, yourself. Help yourself to life. In the name of Jesus. Every power attracting wrong people into your life. You are a liar. Die, 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 die. Aha! Pray. In the name of Jesus, every power attracting wrong people to my life, you are a liar. Die. In the name of Jesus, die by fire. Open your prayer. Aha. Pray that prayer tonight. In the name of Jesus, pray that prayer tonight. In the name of Jesus, pray. In Jesus' name, we are praised. Aha. The number two, that one is to deal with those who are, there's something that's just bringing wrong people. Wrong people, shiny. Right person will not come. You see that they are not serious. And when they come, they pretend and say, I'm serious, but you know yourself that there is no peace in you looking at the person. Those of you haven't listened to the videos, go to and listen to those videos. They will help you on that telegram. They will really help you. I've seen testimony coming in already of God opening people's eyes to see how those information have been helping their life. I beg you, go and take your time to, it is better. Listen to me. It is better to have a wrong courtship, to have a wrong relationship, than to have a wrong marriage. Wrong marriage can lead to a fire. Wrong marriage can lead somebody to die untimely death. Wrong marriage. Years ago, I was in a place sometimes, and they told me, in fact, that was where I just came to this country. And the second day I came, they were going to settle a quarrel within two couples. I don't know them. Apparently, one of the guy was my cousin, and the girl was just, I don't know her, but they are both from Nigeria. So, but they live in this country. They were born here. So, they have been fighting in all their relationship. That be fighting. Oh, people, well, this man just come from Nigeria. I don't want to leave him at home. Let's go with him. They not put me inside the car. We went to that place, one of the places in East London. When we got there, I just sat down like JJC. We just come yesterday. Of course, yesterday I came now. I just sat down like this. I was just watching. They were talking, both families on the left. But this was a wedding about a month or two to go. They have invited everybody all over the world for this wedding. They have carried the cans of coke. Cows have gone, and the local has done, they've taken cloth all over the world. I just sat down in the wedding, a small boy like that. I was just watching. When they talked for not less than 2 hours, there was no headway in that conversation. Then, because you know when you are just coming from the fresh country, I just sat down, but the Holy Spirit gave me the solution to that problem, right there, where I sat down. But I cannot talk. You know all your people here. They've been here for 40 years. They were born here. So how would I, you came in yesterday. You're not connected. I just sat down there. But because the Holy Spirit is one, there was a man from the wife's side. Me, I'm related to the husband. There was a man from the wife's side that said, the Holy Spirit just spoke to him now, that the solution to this 2 hours fruitless meeting is in this boy's mouth. Ah! I said, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord. And my uncle looked at me and said, Shegu, what do you have to say to this one? You forget about this one, daddy. The man said, no, you cannot rubbish him. This is what the Holy Spirit just told me now. And I put up my hand. I said, can I talk, sir? I said, yes. And I said, listen, sir. I said, what the Holy Spirit told me was that this girl, you have done, no. I told this man, I said, this girl has done something terrible for you, that you found it out hard to forgive her. And until you sought other forgiveness, this wedding should not hold. Ah, they look at it and say, what is this? Did I ask the husband, say, is it true that this lady that you want to marry in 1 month or 2 months time has done something for you? They said, it was quiet for about 5 minutes. He said, yes, sir. And you allowed us to jump into, I said, yes, until this man, are you ready to forgive? He kept quiet. And I said, can I talk, sir? He said, yes. What you need to do is that two of them should go back to their individual houses. Let them stay there for 7 days and come back to the family. Whatever they decide to do is what you do. And I want them, don't pretend as if, you know what, we have to go. If it's no, let it be no. If it's yes, let it be yes. A broken relationship, a broken courtship is better than broken marriages. But because this man's mouth is just smelly, came from Nigeria, what does he know? After the meeting, they went away. 7 days, they came back to the family. I was not there. And the next thing I heard was that they have agreed that they want to move on. Okay, no problem. When they went to go and carry a with ate all those food, ate all this, did all the party. a lady everywhere. The musicians were there. All of them, we enjoyed the party, to be honest with you. After the party, the wedding did not last 3 months. Why? Because the foundation, the Bible says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So it's not about the, if you get it wrong, as in courtship, it's far better than getting it wrong in marriage. So marriage a trap when you get into it. I am praying for somebody here. Any power that want to trap your life for life, in the name of Jesus, heaven will silence them in the name of Jesus. So that's why I pray that prayer in life. We are going to repeat that prayer. The power that is attracting wrong people to your life, let the power die. I'm not saying the person that, but the power that is attracting the people. Say, oh Lord, my Father. Ah, thank you, Jesus. We are going to change the prayer. Say, any wicked power attracting wrong people to my life. Hey, you are a liar. Die. Pray. Help yourself tonight. I beg you in the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight in that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself. Help yourself. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Beloved, Delilah was a wrong person in the life of Samson. She was a wrong person. Samson, before the mother conceived, an angel appeared and said, you know what? This man will be a deliverer of these people. Don't let any razor come to his head. Don't drink alcoholic wine. They gave him rules and regulation for the baby unborn. When the baby came to life, he began to grow. He now went to the strange land. A strange land. That's why the Bible says, I told you before, do not be equally yoked with unbeliever. There is no how you can change anybody. You are not the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is the only one that can change the person. If there is no God in the person, drop the relationship straight away. Drop it. If there's no point. If God has said, this man will be a general overseer in future, or the children you are going to give birth to will be a general overseer, beloved, if you marry a wrong person, that wrong person can affect this destiny coming to pass. That was why God has designed Samson to be a deliverer. Somebody, you would love to marry such a person. If you use one jawbone of ass, of a donkey, to kill 1,000 soldiers, he killed them on their own. He removed the pillar, he threw it away. He killed lion. Have you ever killed cat before? He killed lion, he killed bear on his own. And this person married a wrong person, Delilah. And that Delilah killed him before his time. Beloved, if God says you will give back to a general overseer in the future generation, and you marry the wrong person, that prophecy will never come to pass again. You are going to pray that prayer one more time. Ha! Say, every wicked power attracting wrong people to my life. Hey, you are a liar. Die. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Die. Aha. Pray. Command them to die. In the name of Jesus. Command them to die. Aha. Pray. Help yourself tonight. Oh. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself. In the name of Jesus. Ha. Help yourself tonight. Hope you are pray. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight. Aha! Pray. In the name of Jesus, help yourself in the prayer. In Jesus' name, we are praying. So, marrying a Delilah could be a dangerous thing in your life. Let me show you another scripture here. Go to Jeremiah chapter 16. Go to Jeremiah so that you can see that this man is not just wrong person. I'm praying against wrong person tonight. Wrong person. Wrong people, it will affect your destiny. A brilliant engineer that God has ordained to give birth to a future evangelist. If you marry a wrong person, that person might not make it. Because some people have got their foundation. They will paint their face as if they are the best. But behind the scene, they are terror. Look at verse Jeremiah chapter 16. Everybody must go there. So that I can see that... thank you, Jesus. Jeremiah chapter 16. So when I pray against wrong person, you know why I'm saying that. In Jeremiah chapter 16, I believe you are there. Please, I don't want to make up story. Go to that scripture. The word of God we are using that tonight. In verse 1, the Bible said the word of the Lord also came to him. That's Jerusalem. But this is no. You remember I told about Isaiah 55 just now, verse 10. I said, as the earth, snow come down, as they come down, so that my word will not go unfulfilled. God's word is powerful. This same word came to Jeremiah and say, you shall not take a wife, nor you shall have sons and daughters. You know why God did that? Because he knows that when you take a wife, you are likely very, you give birth to sons and your daughters in this place. Mom, don't marry in that family. Let me tell you one thing, you can't manage marriage because it's going to be an everlasting pain. Any pastor that is flourishing today, any bishop flourishing today, any general overseer flourishing today is as a result of that their wife is 100% supportive. Look at what happened to one of the ministry, that the wife just made up her mind. One white lady said, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm divorcing. The thing shook the man. Shook the man. You know what I'm talking about? So he said, you shall not take a wife. No, have sons and daughters in this place. Why? It's good that you are learning this thing before you go to marry now. For thus hear the Lord, concerning the sons and the daughters who are born in this place. In this land. Listen, though, in this place, concerning the mothers, that's the mother and the wife, who bore them, and also the father, that means everybody in the family, who begot them in this land. Look at what happened. He said they shall die gruesome death. They shall die with pains. They shall die gruesomely. They shall die grievous death. They shall not be lamented. Nor shall they be buried, but shall be like a refuse on the face of the earth. They shall be consumed by the sword and by the famine, and their corpse shall be made for the birds of heaven and for the beasts of the earth. Let me ask you a question. If you hear this kind of information about a marriage, about a family, will you go there? The answer is no, you won't go there. You know why? That's why we are warning you now. You don't manage relationship. You look spiritually. Look at the peace that you've got in this thing. Look at all the visions I posted already. You will learn some message of how you know that surely this is the person that God is ordained for you. You are going to pray for yourself again. Say, wicked power, attracting wrong people to my life. You are a liar. Die. Aha. Pray. Help yourself tonight. Pray. I cannot help you more than this. Open your heart and pray. In the name of Jesus. Every power. In the name of Jesus. Attracting wrong people to my life. You are a liar. Da. Aha. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Zekolo bobo. Masata lava. In the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. In Jesus' name, we pray. Beloved, some people marry for wrong reason. Let me marry because I'm getting too old. I'm managing. It's a dangerous thing. You can't wait this long and still get it wrong. Some people marry because of their family pressure. What will mommy say now? Each time I call my mother, she'll say, what is going on now? Let me go search for this man. Although he smokes, although he drinks, so let me just manage him like that. Now tell mommy, let me tell you, Yalobade, there is problem behind the scene. There is battle to fight in that place. The man become alone. He say, I've been alone long time ago. Nobody's coming to me. Let this man that just appear. Let me take him like that. Even if the man is a drunkard or a killer, you will still take him like that. Beloved, it is wrong. You are going to pray. Say, wicked power. Pushing good people away from me. I'm bringing wrong people my way. You are a liar. Die. Da 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 da. Aha. Pray that prayer. Help yourself in that prayer. In the name of Jesus. I beg you in the name of Jesus. I'm begging you today. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Aha. Pray. In the name of Jesus, pray. Help yourself. Aha. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Yes. Pray. Help yourself. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. Help you bring your own people. Pray. The power bringing wrong people to my life. Oh yeah, help yourself. In the name of Jesus. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. In the name of Jesus. Da-da-da-da-da-da. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Thank you, Jesus. Now the next thing to pray is the power that bring nobody your way. Nobody's coming. The Bible say, the thought I have towards you is the thought of good and not of evil. To have a future and the hope. Thought of good and not of evil. To have a future and a hope. Do you want to have a future? Do you want to have a hope? I'm telling you today, you need to take this thing seriously. You are going to lift up your voice again. Say, that good person that the Lord has ordained for me, wherever you are, appear by fire. Lift up your voice tonight in the name of Jesus. Command that person to appear. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Aha. Pray. I beg you in the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer. Aha. That is it. Aha. Pray. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Aha. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are still going to pray. Say, any agenda of darkness that wants my life to remain like this. You are a liar. Scattered by fire. Pray. In the name of Jesus, oh yeah, scatter them now. Every agenda of darkness that want your life to remain like this, you are a liar. Oh yeah, scatter now. My sister, scatter the agenda. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, aha. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Many of us have been delayed due to our past errors and past sins. There is a voice that comes inside of you that says to you, this one will not work because that one did not work. So because of that one, you'll be scared. Beloved, this is a spiritual thing. Until you forgive yourself, until you declare yourself free, the voices of the past sins will still be haunting you day and night. You are going to pray like this. Say, blood of Jesus, silence every voice of the past that is an enemy. Hey. Against my marital blessings. In the name of Jesus, pray. Every voice of the past that is an enemy against my marital blessing. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Aha! That is it. That is it. In the name of Jesus, every voice of the past sin. In the name of Jesus, be silent. In the name of Jesus. Be silent. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Some of us, our problem that is affecting us is the foundation. Your foundation is always attracting you to wrong people. How do I know it's the foundation? Look at people that are behind you. Those are people that are before you. They are always married the wrong person. After marriage, they will leave their husband's house. They will still go back to their father's house again. Why? The foundation needs to be addressed. If you don't address it today, if you give back to your children, that thing might say on to your children. It's better you fight it once and for all. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, wicked foundation. Affecting my marital blessings. You are a liar. In the name of Jesus, wicked foundation affecting my marital blessing. Oh yeah, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, wicked foundation in the name of Jesus affecting my marital blessing. You are a liar. Die by fire. Die by fire. Pray that prayer, Help yourself in that prayer. Wicked foundation affecting my marital blessing. That does not want my marriage to come from her. You are a liar. Die in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray this next one. Say, powers of my father's house that is carrying away my God-chosen partner. Beloved, when I've told you last week, I heard about a wedding. Whereby on the wedding day, the husband was playing table tennis in the morning. Outside his house. The old church were packed full. The hall was packed full. Everybody with Ashwebi, they are already there. The wife was already there. The husband did not show forth. He did not show forth. Why? Because there is a particular power in the house of that lady that appeared to that man in the dream, saying to that man, "Man, you must not go for the wedding." And the man just sit up and he said, "You know what? I am done." On the wedding day, I am praying for somebody here. Every power that want to disgrace you on your day of joy, if your amen is Lord, that power shall be wasted tonight. They shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. They shall be wasted in the name of Jesus. Aha! Thank you, Lord. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. Say, you powers of my father's house that is carrying away my divine partner. You are a liar. Pray. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, help yourself tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Don't joke with this prayer. Something must happen. Something must happen. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, help yourself. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, help yourself. Help yourself. Help yourself. Help. I cannot help you more than this. Help yourself. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Now, I showed you earlier. If you look at Numbers chapter 14, verse 28. Let's go there. Numbers 14:28. I want everybody to look at it. Numbers chapter 14, verse 28. So that before I pray the next prayer, so that you understand why I'm praying it. Numbers chapter 14, verse 28. It's better you understand. He said, say to them, as I'm saying to you now, as surely as I live, that is God talking now, said the Lord. I told you, whatever God says, it will surely come to pass. Say to them, as surely as the Lord liveth, just as you have spoken into my hearing, so will I do to you. So if you keep quiet, God will not do it. If you don't say it, he will not see it. Even God himself, when he was going to create the heaven and earth, he said, let there be light. He said it before he now saw it happen. He said, let there be seen. He said it before he saw it. Until you say it, you might not see it. Beloved, the next prayer point, I want you to pray it three times. It might not make sense to you. But if you know that you have a destiny to fulfill, you want to serve God and you want to give back to godly children, you want to pray this next prayer. Say, I decree and I declare. You are the one talking to yourself. Say, I decree and I declare. I refuse to fish in the ocean of wrong marriage. Hiya, ba, 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 ba. Very powerful prayer point. You will refuse to fish in the ocean of wrong marriage. Anyone that fish in that ocean end up like Samson. What happened to Samson? He eventually died with his enemy. That will never be our portion in the name of Jesus. Say, I decree and I declare. I refuse to fish in the ocean of wrong marriage. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to fish in the ocean of wrong marriage. I refuse to fish in the ocean of wrong marriage. I refuse to fish in the ocean of wrong marriage. I refuse to fish in the ocean of wrong marriage. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, I refuse to fish in the ocean of wrong marriage. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to fish in the ocean of wrong marriage. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to fish in the ocean of wrong marriage. In the mighty name of Jesus, I refuse to fish in the ocean of wrong marriage. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Ha, I don't know that it's already 1 hour. We are going to pray this next prayer. Ha. He said, for with man it might not be possible, for with God all things are possible. Please pardon me for extra 2 minutes. Let's pray 2 more prayer points. You are going to shout this one loud and clear. Behind every problem, there's always a strong man. Behind everything, there's always a strong man. Say, every strong man. Behind my marital delay, you are a liar. Hope you are prepared. In the name of Jesus, every strong man behind my marital delay, you are a liar. Da 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 da. Aha! That is it. That is it. That is it. That is it. Every strong man behind my marital delay, you are a liar. Die by fire. Die by fire. Da da. Die by fire. Die by fire. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Lastly, you are going to pray this all out and clear. Say, my marital testimonies manifest by fire. In the name of Jesus, my marital testimonies manifest by fire. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, your marital testimony must manifest. In the mighty name of Jesus, your marital testimony must surely manifest. It must surely manifest. You will not wrongly marry. In the name of Jesus, you will not marry your enemy. In the name of Jesus, you will not marry your enemy. You will not, in the name of Jesus, you will not marry that person that will turn your life upside down. In the name of Jesus, you will not marry that person that will kill your vision. In the mighty name of Jesus, your marital destiny, your marital testimony must surely manifest. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, it must manifest. It must manifest. It must manifest. I call the Lord of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name, it is done. Ah, I pray for somebody here that the angel of the Lord will roll away every stone blocking your marital breakthrough. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree every bondage of inherited marital confusion in your life, I command the bondage to break tonight in the name of Jesus. I decree in the name that is above every other name, every plan of the enemy to cancel your marital blessings. Today, I cancel the plans. In the mighty name of Jesus, as you have said it tonight, so shall you see it. In the name of the Father, and that of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen, 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 in Jesus' name. Praise the name of the Lord. Please, I still want to encourage you, if you have not subscribe for the Telegram, please join it. There are fantastic information for everybody to learn. In fact, me too, I still learn from it. Learn from 1, 2, 3 in there, and as you do so, the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. It shall be well with you. By the grace of God, next week Tuesday, we are gathering again for singles prayer line like this. And on Thursday is the general prayer line. Make sure you connect to it. God bless you as you do so. In Jesus' name we pray. Remember, a broken courtship, a broken relationship is better and is the best compared to broken marriages. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. It is well with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Shall we share the grace in fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forever, Mom. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God bless you all. Have a wonderful night. God bless you. God bless you all. God bless you all.